smaller number of guys anyway in this locker room who've been here before in terms of approaching the playoff game. What's different about it? They talk about how things are turned up a notch. Is that valid?
At the end of the day, it's gonna be a football game, but you know, it's you lose. It's no next week. You know, if that helps you answer the question. I mean, you gotta leave it all out there. You know, play your best players, have your best game plan, because you can't depend on next week. Because if you don't handle business, you know, around this time next week, we're gonna be packing up. So it's definitely a sense of urgency that needs to come with it this week. When we practice, and guys need to be on their assignment. Guys need to really hone in, focus in on the game plan, and make sure we execute it Saturday so I could be back here next week talking to y'all again.
That's an exciting prospect, isn't it, to talk to us again next week?
I mean, if I'm here with y'all next week, we get another game and we get another paycheck. So that's all right with me.
You know all the storylines that people are talking about this week, obviously. Mm-hmm. But how much do you have to just kind of put that aside and say, we're in the playoffs? That's what this organization has been shooting for a long time.
Man, people don't understand how hard it is to win 12 games in this league, or let alone make it to, you know, the postseason. So, you know, people can say what they want to say. You know, the only thing and the only people that matter is the people in this building and, you know, obviously our fans. But as long as we believe in each other and our fans believe in us, man, we could, the sky's the limit. We could do anything we set our minds out to do.
You texted yesterday the tackling on Sunday was some of the worst he'd seen from this team all year. What went on? Why were things not good Sunday?
I don't know if it was us trying to strip the ball too much or guys just, you know, really taking the extra step to bring the guy down. But I don't know what it was. It could have been a lot of things that went into that. But like Jack said, 20 missed tackles is unacceptable. And if you want to win in the playoffs, you can't have 20 missed tackles. You can't have missed assignments. You can't have mental errors. You know, that's how you'd be sitting home next week. So, you know, I think our guys understood, you know. And I think we're going to really step it up this week and handle our business.
Is it a matter of guys maybe trying to do too much with backup quarterback in there saying defense we need to just do try, more? Or?
I mean, I can't never fault a guy for trying to make a play. You know, we're trying to get the ball out or get the ball back to our offenses. We pride ourselves on doing that. You know, we was number one in the league in forcing fumbles, and, you know, that's what we do. You know, that's our brand of football. So I can never fault a guy for going at the ball, but you obviously want him to make the tackle. So, you know, I'm never going to tell a guy to stop trying to get the ball out because, you know, that's what I brought here. That's what Kid Norris preaches, and that's what we emphasize every day. So we just got to, you know, as we going after the ball, we got to make the tackle. And, you know, I think we're going to do that this week.
Bruce, were you guys keeping a close eye on who would be starting for Houston?
It don't matter.
Or does it matter to you?
It don't matter, man. You know, at the end of the game, or when that ball kick off, it's football again. So whether it's Tom Savage or whether it's Brock Osweiler, you know, we're going to try to, you know, confuse them and get to them as much as we can.